What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to the PGA Tour and PGA DFS. If you guys can't tell in my face, I'm thrilled to be back and back at it. It's maybe like my sixth season or seventh season here, so I've been doing it for a little while, and I'm just as excited as I've ever been. A lot of momentum coming into the PGA Tour this year, especially with some new coverage from ESPN coming. The House of Mouse is going to try and do their best and give us, the fans, what we've been looking for so long. Right now, though, we're going to talk about the top five sleepers here for the Century Tournament of Champions this week. But first, before we do that, we're going to thank Jock Market, the sponsor of our show here, or our video on demand, I should say. And if you haven't checked them out, you need to. They turn fantasy sports into a stock market exchange. That's pretty darn cool. You get to buy and sell players in real time during the event for real money. And of course, they go up and down with how they're performing in the event. It's awesome. And speaking of awesome, use the promo code OSMO for up to $50 match on your first deposit. Check it out over on Jock Market today. All right, so let's jump into my top five sleepers here this week for the Century Tournament Champions. And now there's only 39 golfers, and nobody priced over 8,000 is projected with under 10% ownership. So understand that. I got to pick a lot of low price guys because those are the only guys that are going to be under 10% owned. And I've got a couple of mid ownership guys that I think could be end up being good sleepers based on the average ownership of everybody in the event, especially over 8,000, given the fact that they're all only 39 golfers. So let's start off with Stuart Sink. We saw Stuart Sink at the Father Son Challenge not too long ago, gearing up for his game. He's coming in at the flat min price at 2.7% owned. 2.7. Well, he came here last year and he came in 31st, which is, you know, about 10 better than the last position. He's got pretty good statistics for this course, 31st on the approach, 76 strokes gained putting. And off the tee, well, we know that he's relatively long and doesn't worry about accuracy. And here, he's really not going to have to worry about that. It's 84% of the time golfers hit the fairway here. So even though he was ranked 129th last year, I think that should play a little bit better here this week. Where he'll get into problems is if he misses the green. He's 131st in strokes gained around the green last year, so he will make bogeys if he misses the green. Let's hope that he hits them all, though. At 6,000 and only 2.7% owned, you can get, say, 10%, be 3x the field, and even if he does come in 30th, well, sure, you're not going to win the GPP, but if he scores well, he'll certainly be in a cash position. And when we go even down to the lower number of entries, say not the highest GPP, he certainly could help you with something inside of the top 25 at minimum price. Next guy I want to talk about is Erik van Rooyen. He's the only golfer on this video that has not made it out to Maui yet. It was his first full season on the PGA Tour last year. And for all of you that don't know, he was actually in jeopardy of losing his card before the win there at the, I believe it was the Barracuda Championship for Erik van Rooyen. We look at his strokes game stats. He's not really great at anything, but he's also not bad at anything. 75th strokes gained off the tee last year, 82nd on the approach, 91st around the green, and 64th putting. And where he struggles, well, he struggles to hit the fairway when he does. Won't have to worry about this week. There we go. And he's very good at his long approaches, 225 yards and over. He was one of the top 30 on the PGA Tour last year in that category. So I love him here this week. I know first timers don't always do well, but coming in at $6,100 on DraftKings and just 6.5% owned, again, we can go 13 to 15% of a guy that certainly scores well and get about 2.5 to 3x the field. I love doing that this week, especially with Erik van Rooyen. Next guy I'm going to talk about is probably the biggest question mark of anybody in the field. Cameron Champ had a terrible year. Then all of a sudden, the summer hit. He found a good putter and ended up winning the 3M. It basically erased the rest of his season being horrible and got him back to Maui. But as the season wore on, he ended up having to shut it down due to an injury. This is the first time we've seen him now in 2 to 3 months. So has he been practicing? Can he be practicing with his injury? If both of those answers are yes, he's gotten back into it and he is practicing. Well, at 5.7% owned for a guy that's been here each of the last 3 years, has some really good history here. Maybe not last year, 31st, but 14th and 17th in the previous two. Plus, he scored incredibly well. I think he's worth a look. Again, we're going to look for a little bit more information as the week rolls on to see if he has been practicing, if this is the first time he's picked up a club in 3 months. that's going to matter to me because there are enough guys priced below him that have just the same ownership, projected around 5 to 6%, that I would likely play over him if he isn't fully healthy yet. We know there's going to be rust. We know he hasn't competed in 2 to 3 months. But if he has been practicing and has been getting his game back into shape, you got to like him, especially given the fact that his strokes gained off the tee is 10th last year, some of the best on the PGA Tour. We know that it will give him scoring opportunities this week. But the other parts of his game will need to be better. 139th on the approach, 192 around the green, and 188 putting. But the 188 putting, again, if he catches fire like he did at the 3M Open, gaining a ton of strokes putting. We see what can happen with a guy that has so much talent in other parts of his game when they catch fire with the putter. So Cameron Champ, 6,800, 5.7% owned. Looking for more information, but if we get and it's good, I love the spot here this week. All right, my fourth sleeper on the board. Again, this is going to be hard to define a sleeper. Next week at the Sony Open, it'll be much easier in this regard. But Jason Pokrak coming in at just 16% owned projected at $7,700. Last time we saw him, he won the event that he played in. So why not fire up a guy that certainly has some win potential, especially in the last couple of years? We look at why he's got win potential. Well, he's superb off the tee, ranked 23rd last year. He's good with his irons, ranked 58th last year. And now all you need is a good putter. And Jason Pokrak gave that to you last year, ranked 6th on tour and strokes gained putting. That's crazy. But he is one of those guys. Tony Finau is in this category. There are plenty of others. Luke List, a few others that are so good ball striking, their strokes gained ball striking, that if they just turn their putter around, they end up winning. We saw Pokrak last year win twice. So no surprise to see him back here. Now, again, it was his first trip out to Maui last year. He came in 31st. Most of the time, first-timers struggled. Now, Jordan Spieth, then he came in second. But if you look at most everybody else's first start out here in Maui, it's not that great. There's a lot of nuances on this golf course. There's a lot of elevation changes, a lot of mounds and hills that will affect the ball. And once you've got that kind of under your belt and you know where to hit it and know where to lay up and know where to be, you perform better. So Jason Pokrak, 7,700, 17% owned. I like him a lot this week in the spot. Okay, last guy I want to talk about is Abraham Anser, coming in at 8,100 and just 15% owned. But he's sandwiched in between a lot of good golfers. I mentioned Tony Finau in my value spot. There's also Sung J.M. and Cam Smith, both who maybe were playing a little bit better than Anser was over the fall. Anser had an up and down volatile fall especially with his approaches where, you know, he's ranked 25th last year in his strokes gained on the approach. 24th off the tee, he hits every fairway this week. I wouldn't be surprised. That's how he gains his strokes off the tee, is making sure he hits the fairway. So again, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him somewhere above 90% in the driving accuracy this week. If his irons are in play, he could be definitely dangerous, especially given the fact that one of his best strokes gained putting performances last year came here on this course his first time. Now, does that equal success here this week? No, but certainly will give him confidence versus other places where he's been terrible. If he misses the green, he will struggle. He was ranked 117th last year in strokes gained around the green. But with the amount of fairways he's going to hit this week, I like his greens and regulation to be one of the top in the field. Now it will come down if he can putt. And if he can, I expect him into the top 10 come Sunday. So let's go 5-1 again for my top five sleepers here. Stuart Sink, Erik van Rooyen, Cameron Champ, Jason Kokrak, and then, of course, followed off with Abraham Anser. So, again, I am so thankful to be back. Even though it's my seventh season, I'm just as excited as I was during the first season. Of course, excited for all of the coverage we're going to get. Now, if you agree with my sleepers, or maybe disagree, or want to add in your own, check out the comments below. Right below this video here, you'll be able to give your opinions and let you know what you think about mine. Also want to thank Jock Market for the sponsorship of this video on demand. And of course, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel to get notified when these videos come live. So till next week, everybody at the Sony Open, make sure you tune in to our live shows. Ben Raza and I kick it off today, Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Of course, that's available for playback on playback if you aren't able to join us. And then live before lock, I believe it's going to be Wednesday night. Talk about it was maybe Thursday morning because, of course, Hawaii time, it's going to be starting much later. But probably Wednesday, that'll be with Ben and Eric Lundquist. So until next week, everybody, Sony Open, good luck this week. We'll see you on the other side. Cheers.